For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. On the sixth anniversary of the DACA program, Democrats are accusing Republicans of playing politics. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi criticizing the Trump administration policy of separating families who've been detained after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
Just to remind, in case anyone has forgotten, they control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. So how they place blame on others is typical of their unprofessional attitude.
When asked about immigrant families being separated at the border, President Trump told White House reporters yesterday,
"The children can be taken care of quickly, beautifully, and immediately. The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it. I hate to see separation of parents and children."
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Police in Moscow say several people were hurt when a taxi crashed into pedestrians on a sidewalk near Red Square. The BBC's Krupa Padi.
Seven people have been hurt after a taxi drove into a crowd in central Moscow. The driver running away from the crash, chased by onlookers. He was later arrested. Some people have been injured and they are reported to be in a serious condition.
Russia is hosting the World Cup, so streets are now crowded. A suicide bomber has killed more than two dozen people in eastern Afghanistan. The BBC's Anthony Rajan Abarasan says the attacker approached a group of Afghan and Taliban soldiers that were meeting together in honor of the ceasefire that was brokered for the annual Eid holiday.
The truce has been widely observed in most parts of Afghanistan, but the ceasefire was marred by a suicide attack in Nangarhar province. The Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, wanted the ceasefire to continue.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The sexual misconduct allegations against a longtime TV journalist did not come out overnight. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Washington Post investigative reporters Aaron Carman and Amy Britton were honored on Thursday at the 12th annual Newhouse School Syracuse University Mirror Awards for their reporting on years of sexual misconduct perpetrated by Charlie Rose. Carman noted it took 7 years from when she heard the first tip about Rose's sexual misconduct and harassment to when the Post story was published. The awards also honored journalistic work, including investigations by the New York Times and the New Yorker that focused on the Harvey Weinstein story. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A woman has died after a 23-foot python swallowed her whole in Muna, which is an island in southeast Indonesia. The woman, who went missing on Thursday night after going to tend her garden, was discovered on Friday morning by villagers that were searching for her. After the villagers noticed a large python with a swollen belly near the garden, they killed the snake and cut it open and found the woman had been swallowed whole with her clothing still intact. The police chief in Muna said she was 54 years old. This was the second python attack on a human in Indonesia since March of last year, when a 25-year-old man was swallowed whole by a python in the same area. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.